Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Donovan Campbell from Channel 7, you delivered the headlines, and Alejandro Solana just delivered the headlines. As a professional, what would be your critiques?
To be honest, Alejandro did a wonderful job.
Boom.
But now I see why he gets clowned so much on this show.
Huh?
Coming in, I'm like, I felt bad for the dude, but now I see why.
Yeah,
he gets clowned to the ground.
Something about it's just his presence. It invites it, does it not?
Bruh.
Bruh.
Really?
What do you mean, bruh? Give me a bro.
You got to punch him in the face.
I can't even give you a bro. It's just, now I see why you get clowned.
Yeah,
it's
there
a
you go.
Bruh.
Give me
all
the
right.
O, not the so, UH. The O.
Are you okay, Solana? Because I know you didn't expect that. I know you didn't expect that.
I was
that.
Always on your side. When I'm listening in the car, I'm like, man, they be clowning that dude. Man, I feel...
Right.
But now I see why.
Well, right. I mean, you rolled up, your pants were rolled up like
I was
feeling great.
I mean, we're not doing things here. He gave you a criticism, a critique, and now
eloquent
you take
read.
It and you...
eloquent read.
And you... eloquent read. There you go. I mean, what's better than that? It's a positive critique.
Critique. All he said was, bruh.
And that says it all.
And I understand why you get clowned. And I appreciate you noticing that. Let's talk about something serious. Donovan Campbell from Channel 7, you're rocking the Kobe's today, as I mentioned. So the news comes out yesterday, and, you know, it's staggering. Like, it's really hard to comprehend, right? Because he was, in many people's minds, superhuman. Like, that was a guy that you just expected to dominate. I mean, he did dominate everything that he did, but... Speak on your thoughts when you heard the news and how you're trying to comprehend what happened yesterday.
It hurt. I didn't want to believe it. I was sitting in the barber's chair, and one of the barbers just, out of nowhere, Kobe dead. Like, what? We're like, man, stop playing. What are you talking about? And then he comes back, and he's like, he died in a helicopter crash. That's when it dawned on me. I've known for years Kobe's always used a helicopter to travel from home to L.A., you know, downtown L.A. just to get to practice on time. So it was like, could it be true? Jumped on my phone real quick at the barbershop. I saw it on TMZ. TMZ's pretty much Bible. And I was hurt. You know me. I talk a lot of smack. I'm like Channing.
Yeah.
I'm a dark-skinned version of Channing. We talk a lot of smack. And I was quiet. And my barber was like, yo, you. I was like, it hurt. And then made it even worse. You know, you were getting all these false reports on Twitter that all four of his daughters were on the helicopter. And, you know, I have three kids. And I literally started, like, tearing up in the car. And every stop sign, now I'm like, and it got better and better because I'm getting bad news from people while I'm driving because people are calling you, telling you, oh, my God, did you hear? Because, you know, they always want to tell the TV guy. Everybody wants to break news and be first to tell you something. And my mom calls me. I'm like, dude, you're lying. Why you? I'm telling you and yelling at me. And my wife called me, and I was just like, this is just too much. Let me pause for the cause, and let me check out my phone. And then I saw it. Pump your brakes.
Yeah.
So I feel bad for all the reporters that kind of just wanted to be first and made those very, very critical mistakes.
And, bro, like, what you had to go to work.
Yeah.
Like, do you – I know you had something written up or you had, you know, you had a thought of what that day was going to be yesterday and today. And now how much does that change what you do with what happened with that information coming out?
I mean, I was scheduled to always go live at 10 o'clock with everything Super Bowl related with the team's arrivals. And then, you know, Mike was just going to do his normal – weekend sports show. Well, it all got changed around. Mike had to do now this Kobe stuff. Steve had to do some Kobe stuff. I was still doing that, but it was hard for me to grasp the fact, like, I got to give you guys all this energy now about Super Bowl coming here to South Florida, and look how great, you know, Hard Rock Stadium looks. And in my heart, I'm thinking about Kobe and his daughter and the other seven folks as well. So it was just very tough to have to deal with that. And people don't really get to desensitize how we go through on a regular basis, but we still got to go to work and tell you guys information, and it's tough sometimes. We're human.
It is. We were, you know, over yesterday and today, like, we want to do a radio show. You listen to our show. You know, we like to have fun and laugh. This one hit, like, you know, again, I have a 15-year-old son. He's got kids, a kid on the way.
Yeah.
We're into sports and being good dads to our kids, and it was a punch in the gut. What did Kobe mean to you, though, as an NBA fan? Like, Crowder's been asking people today, like, what is that moment? If you have a Kobe memory, on the court? Like, what is that moment?
I mean, to be honest, Kobe was my guy. And the reason is I loved Mike, but growing up a Knicks fan, Mike broke my heart so many times, so I had that love-hate. Obviously, I had to rock the Jordans because I love fashion and kicks. But Michael broke my heart so many times. So when Kobe came into the league, I can gravitate towards somebody now like, yo, this is the next Mike. You know what I mean? So that was great for me. And the chance that I got to meet Kobe here, it was around the same time 24 was a hot show on Fox. So I came, you know, and I'm kind of like you guys. I like to have fun. I'm like, hey, Kobe, you ever thought about becoming the NBA's version of Jack Bauer now that you went from 8 to 24? He was like, never thought about that. And that was our conversation when he was walking to the bus. He was like, hey, my man, I'm thinking about that. That was pretty good. So that'll always be in the back of my mind. That's like my Kobe moment that I can hold on to.
Yeah, and then the you're around athletes all the time. And you know, we hang out. We're cool. Our kids play together. And you're around the athlete and you're around the off-the-field guy. You're around the human being that does athletic events better than other people. Kobe reinventing himself. With the what he won, an Oscar, I mess it was an,
yeah,
Oscar. And just, like, post-career, man, like, you being a Kobe fan and seeing how he's a Hall of Famer, first ballot whenever, you know, he's going to get in later on this year, and then his, reinventing himself as a businessman and everything he's done, just speak on that a little bit, looking from the man side of it.
Think about that. The man won an Oscar, and he was evolving. From what everybody's saying and what I'm hearing, this guy was going to be like the next Jay-Z, where you can put not million, but a B, billion, next to his name. He was on the verge of that. He was only 41 years old, which means he's 4 years younger than I am. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that just tells you the capacity and the magnitude that Kobe Bryant had. Billionaire? I mean, I can't even spell billionaire. You know what I mean? So yeah. I can appreciate that. I love to see everyone do well. I don't care how much money you're making. You always want to make more. And I just feel like Kobe was that dude on the next level of the upper echelon of life.
One of the things that we try not to do on this show is be corny and cliche. But we talked about it when we came on the air at 2. Like, you want to grasp something out of it. You want to take something from it other than just complete and total sadness. And so it really does harken back to something that is corny, but it is, you have to appreciate every moment you have, because the randomness of when you could be taken or when someone you love or admire could be taken, it is so random. And you don't know when it's coming. And you try to glean, like we were saying, something out of this that you can maybe make some sort of sense. But I think that's it, right? That you have to appreciate what you have, and you have to really embrace every moment that you have. And like Crowder was saying, he had his daughter sit on his lap.
I made Ava sit on my knee last night during dinner.
I had my son come watch the Kobe coverage on the couch with me. I was telling him, you know, my kid's 15. The soundtrack, I just saw something on the SportsCenter Instagram feed too. 8:24 a.m., a whole classroom had wadded up paper balls, yelled Kobe, shot it in the garbage can, and it was like, but my kid, I mean, that's what I used to hear growing up, Kobe, Kobe, Kobe. And so you're like looking for something, and I guess that's it, right?
It's so funny you said that. You know, you said you put your daughter on your knee last night. I kind of did the same thing. You know, we get off late pretty much on Sunday Sports Extra, and I never go home and do this. Kids are laying in the bed, literally crawled over my son, kissed my daughter, picked my son up to go use the bathroom, ended up hugging and kissing him, because you just, like, life is so short. You realize that from this incident. It sucks that an incident like this had to make me do something like that, but it's just like it made you realize, like, man, that could have been me.
And with what the teams are doing, the Mavs already said they're retiring 24. You know, do you think, like, most of the league, what do you anticipate that most teams do around just to give that love to Kobe?
I mean, that's a great idea. I mean, me and Hawk were talking about earlier before he came on, you know, they're saying maybe to commemorate him, they might change the logo from Jerry West to Kobe. I mean, that would be great in my opinion, because Kobe's our guy. Jerry West, I mean, I never seen him play. So this would be kind of awesome for me to see. I know some people might think it's a little rush because maybe it should be Jordan or possibly LeBron. But, I mean, even if they change it, I mean, just to have Kobe just being the logo for even a short time, to me, that would be great.
Yeah. I mean, watching him, and you said, you know, MJ broke your heart all the time as a Knicks fan. Kobe was the only guy that had what Jordan had, right?
No doubt.
LeBron is a champion. There's no questioning his skills and what he can do. Nobody had that Michael thing other than Kobe.
Yeah, the guy that'll just cut your heart out like a Mortal Kombat. Like, yo, give me that. I mean, it's so funny. You know, Rajah Bell, local guy, he had that because that was like there's no such thing as the Kobe stopper, but him and Kobe used to go at it. Mm-hmm. I mean, your neighbor used to clothesline Kobe, you know, faking the ball in his face. It was just crazy. But that fierce competitiveness that Kobe had, I mean, nobody can take that away. That was just ridiculous.
Unbelievably sad story. It's just it is really hard to grasp. You see his picture up there, 41 years old, and like everyone was saying yesterday, just starting the next chapter. First chapter was so unbelievably successful, was so well-rounded, and gone like that, and his 13-year-old daughter. I mean, just heartbreaking.
You guys kind of touched on a little bit. I mean, when you think of Radio Row, you see everybody's having a lot of fun. But when's the last time you've been at a Radio Row with everybody, all 100-plus radio people are talking about one thing all morning?
Yeah.
That just shows you the magnitude of what Kobe Bryant had.
Yeah. Yep. He changed sports, not just basketball.
Transcended sports.
Yes, sports, overall, everybody. And what we're doing now, Radio Row, Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Everybody knew what was being talked about today because that's how important this man was to everything. And we grew up watching him. I was on the end. When I really got into basketball, Jordan was already with the Wizards.
Oh,
like, you know what I'm saying? I'm only 36.
Right.
Like, Jordan was – I remember watching the old stuff. Kobe was that dude. So, watching him and watching that killer, even, I would say, football players, I would say all athletes, that mob mentality is not just basketball.
That's the thing. Because he had a football player's killer attitude. Like, that mamba mentality was, I think, what most athletes aspire to. Some can't get – they want to get there.
But they don't have it in them.
He had it.
And that's the thing, too. Jersey swap. Hey, let's go out to eat the night before the game. You think Kobe was going out to eat with an opponent the night before the game? It was bigger than basketball, and that's why it is. This entire room, you can feel something different this year than it has been in the past. We've been to a bunch of Radio Rows. This year is different.
It's just overwhelming how everyone's touched. I mean, you know, from my son to my mom.
Yeah.
You know, he's Kobe. You know him by one name, Kobe.
Yeah, yep.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like LeBron, Jordan, one name.
Yeah.
That just shows you what it is, the magnitude of Kobe.
Donovan Campbell, Channel 7, WSVN. We appreciate you making time for us.
Dapper sportscaster, that's what it is.
Maybe you give
– he dresses now. You see that V-neck –
maybe you have a little conversation.
Sweater with the button.
Have
cardigan.
A little conversation.
Cardigan.
As a cardigan.
Cardigan.
You know, some people call it a sweater. As a cardigan.
Oh, okay.
Don't embarrass me in front of Donovan Campbell.
With the deep
that's feet. A cardigan.
My bad, bro.
Dude's cardigan. Wearing a members-only jacket over here.
Man, I don't know.
He's rocking a cardigan.
Cardigan.
That's what I'm talking
can't even
about.
Spell that.
Will you talk to Solana when we get off the air here and just kind of give him a couple
we're,
of?
We're definitely gonna have a little powwow.
Is he salvageable?
I'm gonna get my man right because I like him, so I'm gonna get him my man right.
Is he salvageable?
No doubt, 100%. He all went right. to FIU. That's all.
That's
right
true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So that's my man. 100 grand.
What about the hair?
What do you think about that man bun?
I mean, you know, a man like myself can never grow anything like that. You know, I'm not blessed with that, so I'm gonna leave that alone.
Well, just give it a compliment though.
Can't.
Impossible?
Nah.
How do you think he would do on TV sportscasting or TV news? Like, could he make the jump from radio to TV?
I mean, he'd definitely have to cut off the man bun. Beards are kind of in right now. Channel 7 don't play that, so you couldn't work for us.
Oh, I look great without a beard anyway, so.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, he reads well.
He does read well.
He reads well. That's the most important thing.
Well, you know what? Let me take that back. He did okay in this particular update that you were critiquing. But let's not make a mistake that he reads well. There's plenty of times where you wonder if he's from another planet.
You know, and I'm not going to let him go out like that. We all fumble on words from time to time.
Right.
I mean, it is what it is. I'm not going to get.
I don't know if, again, it's just the fumbling of a word here and there. It's the actual
misinformation.
Yeah, I mean, he is a – well, he's terrible. He's terrible at what he does.
Did you hear the weather? There's a 90% chance it doesn't
rain
in 80% of South Florida. You didn't hear the weather, Donovan?
I think he was trying to be funny.
No, I'm teasing. He does. I thought he did a very good update while you were here. So there you go.
Wait for the next hour.
Wait for the next hour. Donovan Campbell, Channel 7. Thank you, Donovan.
Thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.